All right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt flying solo, and I just kind of wanted to share with you we had night. We've kind of begun our Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot, and I wanted to show you kind of what our setup looked like for that. And so there's that. And I also wanted to read a quick scripture that goes exactly with this, that is a prophecy of end times. It's Zechariah 14. In the subtext or the subtitle here says, "The Lord will fight for the nations." And so I'll just read this. It's a pretty powerful scripture. 14:1, "A day is going to come for Yahweh when the loot you have taken will be divided among you. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem for battle. The city will be captured, the houses will be looted, and the women will be raped. Half of the people in the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people won't be taken from the city. Then Yahweh will go out and fight against those nations as he does when he fights a battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, just east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will be split in two, forming a very large valley from east to west. Half of the mountain will move towards the north, and the other half will move towards the south. Then you will flee to the valley of my mountains, because this is the valley of the mountains, will go as far as Azel. You will flee as you did from the earthquake at the time of King Uzzah in Judah. Yahweh, my Elohim, will come, and all the holy ones will be with him." So first off, you know, if you hadn't thought about it, has this happened yet? Clearly not. So we have not seen the Mount of Olives split in two. So that has not happened. So we know that this is a prophecy of things to come. And verse 6, "On that day there will be neither heat nor freezing cold. There will be one day, a day known to Yahweh, with no difference between day and night. It will be light even in the evening. On that day, living water will flow from Jerusalem, half of it to the Dead Sea and the other half of it to the Mediterranean Sea. It will continue in summer and winter. Yahweh will be Melech over all the earth." And that you should see a connection between a priest there. So that's a topic for another day. "But on that day, Yahweh will be the only Lord and his name the only name. The whole earth will become like the plains of Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem will rise and remain on its site. From Benjamin Gate to the place of the first gate corner, and from the Tower of Hinnel to the king's winepress. People will live there, and it will be never be threatened with destruction. Jerusalem will be secure, will live securely. This will be the plague that Yahweh will use to strike all the people from the nations that have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they're standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths." So far, this sounds pretty terrible. Let's continue reading on 13. "And on that day, a large-scale panic from Yahweh will spread amongst them. One person will grab the hand of another, and one will attack the other. Judah will also fight in Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, a very large amount of gold, silver, clothes. A similar plague will also affect horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the other animals in those camps. Everyone who is left from all the nations that attack Jerusalem will come every year to worship the Melech, Yahweh, Tessaboth, and to celebrate the festival of Booths. If any of the families on the earth won't go to Jerusalem to worship the Melech, Yahweh, Tessaboth, then rain won't fall on them. If people from Egypt won't go or enter Jerusalem, then rain won't fall on them. The plague Yahweh uses to strike the nations will affect those who won't come to celebrate the festival of Booths. This will be the punishment for Egypt's sin and for the sin of all the nations that won't go to celebrate the festival of Booths. On that day, holy to Yahweh will be written on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots in the houses of Yahweh will be like the bowls in front of the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem will be in Judah will be holy to Yahweh Tessaboth. All who come to sacrifice will take some of them and cook in them. And on that day, there will no longer be any Canaanite in the house of Yahweh Tessaboth." And so to me, this scripture makes it very clear that this has not happened yet. And so if you had any doubts about Should we be doing the feast? Is this the right thing to do? It is clearly done in the end times. And it is clear that it says, if you don't do this, you will be struck with this plague. And the plague sounds pretty terrible. In verse 12, I want no part of that plague. And so it is very clear that everyone is to come to this mountain and celebrate the festival of booths. And so this is a kind of a proof text, if you will, if you have somebody that isn't sure about, should we be doing this? I'm not sure. This scripture to me, since it is prophecy of an untold event, it is clear to me from here that it's going to happen and we are going to be doing this eventually. And so anyway, Zechariah 14 is a powerful scripture, and I wish you the best as you and your family celebrate Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, and as it is a direct reflection of our own bodies being a tabernacle, and in essence, everywhere we go, we are reflecting His glory. And so, peace to you, shalom, and I will see you later.